Iodine, not news, with Neil and Jonas.
Oh, we're going?
Yeah. We're going right now.
Bingo.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, happy 420, everybody.
Oh, we on the air?
Welcome to the island. Welcome to the airwaves, Papaya 9. Not news. We're here. We're having a... We hope you're good. We got Jonas here. Yeah. Jonas finally... is here.
Man,
we were chilling. It was lucky we were chilling out, but
you know what? Hey, you know what, man? My phone takes D&D a little bit too serious.
This is do not disturb, right?
Yeah. Okay. Phone takes do not disturb very Androids take
do not disturb
very, very seriously.
Oh man.
When
just
say
like
do not disturb.
D&D right? People take D&D very seriously.
They take take D&D.
Do not disturb me. I'm doing a morale roll.
Morale.
You gotta roll dice for morale.
You gotta roll dice for a lot of things in that game.
Yeah,
I played a few rounds.
It's hard. I don't think I could be in like a group.
I was in one.
You were in one?
Yeah.
What was it like?
I was like, there was a guy who was like running. He knew what he was.
First of all, can we introduce?
Oh, yeah.
They're just watching this guy start talking.
All the new hosts.
He's just sitting there watching this guy talk.
I've always been here.
Yeah.
What are
you
talking about?
He's usually behind the couch.
Yeah. You live under. Today you let me on top. It's all good.
If you squint hard enough, it looks like the same dude.
Turn up the contrast on all your.
He blends in the brick. No.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Dude, Karin. Menon.
Yeah.
Menon?
Menon. Yeah. I wasn't gonna correct you.
I knew you weren't. Yeah. I knew you weren't.
Because I'm that kind of guy.
And I like that about you. But Karin is here with us. Thanks for coming, bro.
Welcome to the island, man.
Thank you.
Welcome. We're fucking here, man.
I like this island.
It's exciting.
It's just a floating couch in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. That's true. Wow. Whoa. That should be the visual for this podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're still in the figuring out the visual stages, I think that should definitely be put on the list.
That should be like a part of the vibe.
Except I can't swim if something happens.
Is that right?
Yeah, if I fall off this couch, that's it.
Really?
So you hold a podcast on an island, but you can't swim?
Can't swim. I'm stranded here.
This is a conflict of interest.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, man. Yeah. We can get you a jet ski.
Ooh.
You don't want to do a jet ski?
Can a jet ski support my weight?
That's a you question.
I've been getting turned down a lot for like I was looking up skydiving.
Yeah.
Like bungee jumping.
They turned you down for skydiving?
Wow. Dude, too fat. Too fat. So apparently there is a weight limit.
There's a weight for
skydiving? Yes. There's a weight limit
dark,
to go.
Man.
I thought gravity did like all the work.
No, man. There's a weight limit to go skydiving and bungee jumping. And
oh,
I
wait for the sky.
Wow. Dude, you have too much swag for the sky.
Too much. He's like, the clouds can't support you.
Crush the air.
Yo, man, it was very uncomfortable. I found this out very uncomfortable because the guy didn't want to tell me this.
Did he tell you at the top, like in the plane?
By the way.
He opens the door. Look, by the way.
You can't
this is not going to hold you, man.
He realizes the backpack isn't going around my waist.
He told you while you were falling. Like, man, this parachute's not gonna work.
By the way,
it's a legitimate weight, and it was. And I felt bad because I called in and I was like, yeah, some people were from work were doing it, and I was like,
man.
I called in just to talk to him. I didn't know if I wanted to do it, and we did all the preliminary questions. He's like, you're not scared of heights, all this, and like the last question, he was assuming it was like, boom, we're good to go. We're gonna get this guy going. He's like, how much you weigh? And I'm like, dude, I'm like 305. Yeah. I'm 305.
Wow, you're 305?
305.
What's the limit?
No, it's like 190. Whoa. 190 wow. Something.
Wait, then a lot of people can skydive.
That's crazy.
A lot of people can. It's a very common thing.
Wait, I didn't know skydiving was ableist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind
of. At least this company. I don't know about any other company. I can't speak for every company.
Like discriminating against, like, on weight. This one place.
Right. Well, my thing is, it's not discrimination if it's safe. You understand? So if it's safe.
The instructor's probably like, I knew this was going to be an issue when you were checking the backpack for snacks.
You thought this cord was Twizzlers?
Are there any Welch's fruit snacks in the parachute?
If you're too heavy, they just send you up with a backpack full of candy. Yeah. They send you up.
They send me up. Yeah.
It's a pinata package.
And it's hard for them to tell you. It's hard for them to like let you down.
Why is that the last question they ask you? Like,
yeah, couldn't he? It's kind of flattering that he couldn't like just size you up and be like, "Yeah, you're too fat."
No, he
like he at least kind of told you the rules.
He did.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know. But do you think he knew kind of when he walked in?
So
I think he knew. Yeah. Just kind of kept in his train. Like, oh, shit.
This guy's really pushing for the skydiving.
Sounds a little bit too nasally for me. yeah, man, it's a real thing. You guys could go. I think you guys would be fine. But yeah, it's
I
a very
probably go on the same one.
Yeah, you're 50. I'm 50. Yeah.
You think the guy's like, I'll just take both of you down. it just jumps off. Yeah, yeah, man.
You stack Allen on there too.
Yeah, all three.
Make a triangle, dude.
A parachute could support that.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. Between the three, but. no, man, that's the reality of it, man.
That's rough, man. So bungee jumping too, huh?
Bungee jumping too, man.
Man,
there's a limit. There are limits, man.
Can't they just get like a stronger cord? Like,
you think the technology would be
right.
a little advanced
can
by
you add so more much. Cable? I don't know the schematics behind it, but it doesn't involve me jumping 10,000 feet in the air. So man. I'm very
so
happy
just
about
can't,
that.
Like fall from places safely. Without like, I mean, they just haven't made the technology for you. Like.
Well, I fell from multiple places before. I was fine, but just not skydiving. Like, you just can't fall off a plane.
Yeah. Were you let down, or were you like, all right, I kind of was kind of intimidated?
You're expecting
this?
No. I didn't know until I called. I thought it was something like everybody could do. Okay. I saw the flyers. I'm like, man, this looks like, you understand? Yeah. But no fat people on the flyers. And then when I called in, he was super cool about it. I was like, hey, man, you know, went through the questions. He was like, hey, just last question, how much you weigh? I'm like, yo, 305. He goes, ooh. And then, yeah. I mean,
305 is like, that's like as heavy as Shaq. Like,
for sure. That's actually more than most people weigh in L.A. Oh, so,
305.
Yeah, 305 is like well
it's
above.
It's like the name of one of the highways.
Right. He's like, you mean that?
There's no 127 highway.
305.
Just take the 305. It's a little sleepy.
Just fly me to San Francisco. so that's something I can't do. Now, Karen, you had the J&J shot.
I did.
Oh yeah, vaccine, man. Congrats.
Yeah. Can you have the second shot? That's what everyone wants to know.
I got there is no second shot for J&J, right?
No, yeah, one and done.
J&J. It was a one and done.
It's a one and
don't
done.
You work for J&J?
I don't work for them. I don't. Who are these? All these companies I work for, Neil.
I thought you worked for J&J, man.
I do not work for J&J. No, it's the one. But they are telling people. They are telling people, like some of them, to get second shots.
Oh, like a booster?
Oh,
yeah. They're telling some of them to get second shots.
I didn't get that email from Johnson.
So racist.
And Johnson from the Johnsons. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, when I got like notified, when I found out that there were people dying, like that was like when I was on the Lyft ride to get vaccinated.
Right.
Like I was on the Lyft ride. And the guy was like, "Which one are you getting?" And I was like, "Johnson and Johnson." He's like, "Oh yeah, like isn't that the one with the side effects?"
Like, yeah.
And I was like, "What are you talking about?" I started like Googling this shit. But then, yeah, I just, like, went for it. Sometimes you got to send it, you know, in life. And I made my decision in that Lyft ride.
No blood clots.
Yeah. No, I mean, not yet. But it could happen whenever, I guess.
It was, like, I think six women got blood clots.
Like, how long after getting Johnson & Johnson?
Yeah, when is it going to, like, is it, like, in a year you can be walking with, like, two left feet?
You know, but they were saying, like, the chances of getting a blood clot in America is, like, higher. It's, like,
right. There's the Johnson like Johnson, and then there's the Jack in the Box.
Yeah, the Jack in the Box. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's 2 a.m. and you're getting beef tater tots. Like,
just boom.
Yeah, that'll get you better than the Johnson.
I mean, yeah. I'm just trying to get vaccinated. Right. The branding was definitely off. Like calling it Johnson & Johnson, it's not like a great name to put on something that you want to put in your body.
No. Just keep it off your resume.
Yeah, no, I'm not telling anybody.
Yeah, don't.
Very under the radar that I got this. Don't tell it. Don't
we gotta blur Karen's face for the podcast.
Yeah,
I got that Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
I'm like evidence in a case right now. Like 10 years, they're gonna be in some kind of thing.
Oh my!
How was the facility? How was the like walk me through?
Yeah, what was the experience?
Oh yeah, walk me through the whole thing.
I was gonna do a walk up. Appointment. My Lyft driver drove into the drive-through line, and immediately there were people behind us. So I was just in this Lyft ride for an hour with the guy.
Right. Was the ride for free too?
No.
It should have been for free.
Tipped the guy $40 after that, actually, but it was fun. I had a dog in the car.
And he had a dog in the car?
He had a dog in the car.
It was that's like, bold for an Uber driver to have a dog in the car.
Yeah. That's an extra tip for me, though.
I think he was like riding. Like his vibe and the dog vibe like came together and it created like a pretty good like in the car vibe. I think he knew what he was doing. Like I tipped him like a lot.
Nice.
Yeah. But what
was the vibe? How would you describe it?
The vibe of the dog plus him.
Dog plus him.
He was like asking a lot of questions, like really like grilling me on shit. And the dog was like laying back with it. Like dog had no questions.
Right. Yeah,
the dog was in the back with you?
The dog was in the front, but the dog was just kind of like checking me out. The guy was doing most of the talking.
Yeah.
The dog had a blunt.
The dog was high as ball. But together they really made something happen there. The thing was like, it was like hours of just waiting in like a crawling line. And you finally get, we got there, the National Guard was running this vaccine site. So it was like a bunch of people in like soldier uniforms, just like walking around giving people shots and shit. Like,
that's interesting. It made it feel like
one of those like movies, you know?
Like a doomsday movie almost.
Yeah, where like the army gets sent in.
guys, dude, right.
Yeah. But I don't even know how old these guys were, but they just injected me with something. Oh,
dude. And then the protagonist like goes like, I need to speak to the sergeant.
Yeah. So he like his best friend is like one of the corporals like from like college. He's like, he gets him in.
Right. Yeah. Begrudgingly.
Yeah. He's like, I'll do it for you this one time.
Put my neck on the line.
Better not screw this up.
And they actually stuck you while you were in the car.
Yeah. They just put the window down, they put my arm out, and then he's like, which arm do you want? And I was like trying to decide, but I thought that was a pretty smart decision.
I want to see if they injected any like heroin addicts. Like
nobody would know.
The nurses would.
The side effects are probably better for heroin, to be honest, compared to J&J. So.
The J&J vaccine will help wean them off of it. Form of heroin in itself.
Right. It's like a way to treat heroin addiction.
Yeah.
Giving them the J&J.
Yeah. Way to wean them off. They're like clean the next day and shit.
Well, yeah.
Johnson & Johnson as a company is pretty kind of sketchy, right? In practices. And like, wasn't there like their baby powder would give you cancer or something?
I mean, you say that and I completely believe you. I haven't read anything.
Casually take them down.
Yeah.
Isn't it like their baby powder makes you into lizard people or something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The baby powder, I don't know. You know, I've had no... baby powder seems to work really well on
babies. You use the J&J baby powder, Johnson?
I sure do.
For what?
Yeah.
What do you use it for?
I put it in between my loins before a little workout.
Puts it on his babies.
Yeah. So there was a thing, man. I think I told this to Neil, but when Tom Brady, when he went to Tampa, his number one thing is he makes his center, like, cover a towel in baby powder and put it like in between.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he makes it. He has a very big thing. Like, he does not want to receive like wet footballs. Like, he likes that ball to be dry at all times and a little bit deflated.
So he'll put powder. So Tom Brady puts a baby powder towel underneath.
No, he makes the center do it.
He puts it like in the back of his pants?
No, the center does it.
So it hangs out of the back of the center's pants?
Yes. Yeah. And so it hangs out.
So when he gets in there, he like wipes it a little bit?
No. No, it's already dry. It's already because you know how the center's like going under all the time, and like there's so much moisture. And he was like, "Dude, I don't like no moisture."
So he like invented a way to catch the moisture.
Yes.
Off the ass.
Yes. Yeah. So he tells his center, "You're gonna take a towel, cover it in Johnson & Johnson baby powder, and then you're gonna wrap that in between your legs, and that way he gets that ball dry all the time. Wow. He doesn't want no moisture.
Wow.
He's made this is a thing he's made all his centers do.
Yeah. It's always Johnson & Johnson.
The Pfizer one too. He uses the Pfizer.
Man, I feel like the fact that he uses baby powder kind of ties in the fact that he likes open mouth kissing his son.
He
on camera, you know.
He does that?
Do you think he puts the baby powder
he does
on
do
kids?
That.
Oh yeah.
He does do that.
Yeah, he does do that.
Yeah, he open mouth kisses his son.
Yeah.
I need to read more about Tom Brady.
These are just weird quirks
and
stuff.
He's probably in there just like dancing.
Yeah. Open mouth kissing your son.
Anybody who's at the top of their game is just weird, you know?
That's so true. You got to have those idiosyncrasies.
Yeah, that's what makes you who you are.
That makes you great.
It makes you win. You also have to have the other team's playbook. Don't forget that.
Right. Also, if you don't win, those idiosyncrasies just make you like a fucking...
Yeah, if you're not looking good, like, that's all shit that can make you look really bad.
Right. They're not idiosyncrasies, you're just an asshole. Right. You're not Right. You're not winning games. Oh, but you felt no symptoms. You felt no symptoms.
I felt a lot of symptoms. Oh, yeah. No, this is not. When I was, it was bad. I'll say that to the camera. It was bad. yeah, I was like sick. I was basically, it was just like a fever for like 2 days, and then I came off the. I was like delirious, like for one night. I was having like really interesting dreams.
Yeah.
But
we won't. Oh shit! Like visions.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Bro.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like I, it might be like the microchip, like
yeah,
reprogramming like my memories. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
Yeah.
I'm not just like that text. Yeah. Welcome, Karin.
Yeah. You had a really interesting dream. It was like getting initiated into this group.
You could turn off and on all your lights just by blinking.
Judge just gave me superpowers. That'd be like a great premise for a superhero movie. Like post COVID, people just got injected with the wrong shit.
Yo, right. That is a bunch great of idea.
Right.
Just a ragtag group.
Yeah. I have noticed that people are like kind of grouping themselves by what they got. Like,
yeah.
I was in a house of like people who got vaccinated. Like, you Moderna? Like, there's like it was like, it wasn't like, did you get? It was like, no. It's like, I'm Pfizer, bro. Like, that's what someone else said. I was like, what are you? Like, I'm J&J, and they both like kind of like. Separate themselves from me.
Right.
So like, now suddenly I'm like, I gotta find other J&J people. Yeah. If some shit goes down, like, I know we're like biologically we're kind of similar now. Like, right. Some shit went down.
You should all start a Facebook group.
Yeah.
Meet up. Meet up.
The J&J meetup.
Meetup for J&J vaccine.
I guarantee you, there'll be like Moderna raves. Right. Like, you're not Moderna. Get the fuck out of here.
Just look for a girl whose blood is clotting. You're like, okay, she's one of
them. Yeah. The J&J meetups, at least everybody's like gonna probably has the same likelihood of dying. Like, it's all good. Like, you find people as weak as you, basically.
You start feeding on each other.
Right. Well, I kind of found myself too. I will say, I kind of fell into that trap. I found myself being a little bit more elitist about what kind of vaccine.
Wait, which one did you get again?
We got Moderna.
Oh, we got.
Oh, you both got Moderna? Mm-hmm. It's a Moderna majority couch.
Yeah.
So yeah, they
Listen, man.
Yeah, but I'm not even telling people.
Some of my best friends had Johnson. Right.
But you'll notice, like, the people who got Moderna, like, they won't say they got Moderna. They'll be like, oh, I got the same thing Dr. Fauci got. Like, they'll be dropping names.
Wait, that's how you know they're really not sure about getting Moderna. Like, no. They're not confident enough to tell you they got Moderna.
No.
It's like Fauci.
Right.
It's like buying Jordans in the
90s. Oh, yeah. Right.
Going to, like, a basketball court.
Yeah, they're like play. Name drop.
Yeah. Right. Well, it was weird because back in the day, it was only Moderna. And now these kids have options. You know, they got.
Dude. Yeah. Well, and is Johnson the only American company that's making a vaccine?
No.
Moderna's American?
Mm-hmm. Moderna's American. Oh. So is Pfizer.
I mean, it has the word modern in it. So you just feel better.
Moderna feels like the most, like the Apple of the companies.
Yes.
Right. Dude.
They did a product drop.
Yeah. They had that guy, whatever his name is, who does like Jimmy Ives or what's his name? Something. He, like,
Jimmy Iovine.
No, he's not Jimmy Iovine. He's this like guy who he's like their head of design. Oh, he has like a
Tim
British
Cook.
Accent.
Oh, of Moderna?
Of Apple. He like voices over all their commercials.
The guy who plays House?
I have no idea who I'm talking about.
You talking about that?
Hugh Laurie.
It could be.
Hugh Laurie?
No, there's no way.
Johnny Ives.
Oh yeah, Alan. Look up CEO of Moderna.
Design officer. Was he the guy Steve Jobs was over in his office like when his phone was off?
No, you're not talking about Apple, are you?
I'm talking about Apple.
Yeah, you're talking about Apple. Yeah.
Tim Cook.
Maybe, no. Like he's like below Tim Cook, but he does like all the design. He's always the guy in all the commercials who's like talking about the decisions that went into like making the phone like a millimeter thinner and like, stuff like that. He's like,
I thought the Chinese babies did that. I thought they
just write the script.
Yeah. I thought they came they up with the
dimension. Anyway, I imagine him like voicing over the Moderna commercial. Like.
Yeah. Right.
I think like Johnson & Johnson is not Apple in terms of it's like Samsung.
Is maybe it Sir worse. Johnny Ive?
Yeah.
Sir. He's got a Sir.
Sir. Yeah.
Sir Johnny Ive?
Wow.
Dude, you got to watch one of his commercials. He's just like, he talks about like the AirPods. Like when the first AirPods came out, he talked about them like they were like the cure to AIDS. Like he was like going into every detail. I was like, it's just an AirPod, but it was pretty crazy at the time, like that shape and everything. I don't know, he blew me away. Johnny Ive.
Wow.
He's like, look, if you have herpes, AirPods,
he makes any product sound like amazing, basically.
Wow, dude. There's nothing more commanding than like a convicted British person.
Yeah.
They always sound not convicted like of crimes.
Oh, okay. I was like,
they should be. They should be. Prince Philip.
All of them.
Prince Philip, fucking loser.
Couldn't even make 100, bro. Could. He was at 99. Yeah. And he had to pussy out.
He saw the finish line. It was just like, no thanks. I'll nap here. He saw Britain lose India.
I was thinking about that. Fucking I looked loser, at his age bro. And every yeah, dude. He saw a lot of. He took a lot of L's. I guess as
took the, a lot of L's. Lot man. Of,
some dumb. So he wait. So let me get this right because I didn't know this. Prince Philip. He watched Britain lose India.
Yeah, like he was like he was born in like 1920, 21. Yeah. 21.
And he was like stationed off the coast of India in his 20s, in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
That's an interesting. I mean, he saw a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Like, he also saw Zoom.
Zoom?
Like, Zoom, like 2021. Like, Zoom calls.
The app. Oh, yeah, like to go from that.
Yeah, he saw like the fall of the British Empire and then also like got on a Zoom call. Like, that's, I don't know.
right.
like not at the same time, but
yeah.
No, he did both of those things. Like,
I like to imagine like all the world leaders on like a Zoom call,
just watching one country like crumble.
And right. Well, he like goes in and then like India comes in. And it's like Modi, and Modi's like, "You didn't get me this time, motherfucker." Yeah. It's like, if I was Modi, I would just rub that in all the time.
Yeah,
must suck to have to get your own spices now. Talk.
It's just Modi bros instead of government officials.
Yeah. We have an ongoing Modi joke.
Oh yeah, it's a theme. It's a common theme.
What's the theme? Like, it's brought up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think Modi bros. There's like, you know, there's like how there's kind of like Trump bros.
Oh yeah.
There's like Modi bros in India. It's a very funny thing. Just
right.
I got a lot of Modi bro. Modi.
Modi.
Modi's nuts, okay.
Modi. Wow. You got a lot of. We just became Modi bros. Say his name like 5 times in a row.
He shows up behind us.
Like, right.
You rang. Knock, knock, goose.
Alan, take out the shirts.
Hazed by Modi.
Oh my God. I don't like to assume. I don't like to assume you're Indian. So are you? Pakistani? Are you?
I'm Indian.
Oh, okay. That is nice of you. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't. I'm,
you assume correctly. Like,
okay. Yeah. Yeah. Working with you has taught me. I can't just assume.
You
know? Solid. I mean,
you can assume.
You can. You're
pretty majority shot.
Right.
Maybe
not. Shouldn't. But.
Maybe you shouldn't.
But.
Right.
You can do it. Yeah. You know, it's like
here's my question. Here's my question for y'all. Is there what's a slur? For Indian people, as bad as
you
like,
want us to help you start using more slurs.
There just isn't. There's the N word. You got the C word.
Describe two bitch Indians right now.
Yeah, what's the situation where you really hate? Describe this hateful scenario.
What do you want me to call you the rest of the show? No, I didn't know.
Oh my god!
I've
so
never
funny.
Heard of a thing like, you know. I've heard like, you know.
This is something like a guy at a bar would come up and like start asking you. You know what I mean? Yes,
I'm not racist, but if I was, what would I say?
What
do we call you? Racist way.
Right. Because I don't know if it's one of those things like you guys say it to each other like
I can't know. Do we have?
We don't have an N word. We don't have an N word.
No, it's not even close.
We could try.
Cooley? Cooley is like.
I've not heard that.
Let's see. I've just made that.
You want to make one up right here, live on the. No.
The Indian
no.
N-word.
No.
There's like sand and then N-word.
Right.
But that's just like, we can't say that.
You can't even say it.
Because that's racist to other people. Right.
They say what? Sand?
Sand N-word.
Sand niggas?
Yeah. Oh, see, he can say it. He
it
can
kinda,
say it.
Not going to lie, it sounds kind of cool.
Actually, I mean, if somebody's going to say it, we can. So you can be the, I mean, you could say it, although right. if you
we
say
can
it.
Say
yeah.
sand.
Okay.
We'll say sand, you say N-word.
There you go.
I don't, there's sand. No, there's no sand in India.
Sand.
Oh, sand nigga.
No, okay, yeah.
It's like a cheer at a like high school basketball game.
It's like Sesame Street. Teaching kids to be really fucked up. I say said.
You think Dora comes out? She's like, find the nigga in the sand.
Oh, no. Dora. The map has like locations.
We're on the screen look, and there's like some eyes in the sand you gotta find. She's like,
Boots comes on. He's an ISIS now.
He comes out with a gun.
Boots has a ski mask on.
Can you find the nigga in the sand?
Yes. Oh my god.
30 seconds go by. You still can't find the nigga in the sand.
Oh my god. Killer Mike's a guest on one of the episodes.
Oh man, dude, I didn't know. There's no sand in India.
Oh, yeah, there is.
No, there is.
There is.
Like deserts.
Northwest.
I don't know.
Actually, I've never seen sand in India. I've seen dirt.
I've been to a beach in India. But if you mean like the desert.
I'm thinking desert.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen desert sand either. No, but there has to be.
It's got to be, man.
Right.
Or
otherwise, it throws our only N-word out of the.
Yeah. It's actually, I think it's directed towards Arabs.
Right.
But
right.
Then we just, you know. We
don't really have, I think most people are pretty cool with Indians.
Yeah, although they're not going to like distinguish when they're using sand, right. But
right when it's used, right? Yeah, we can't. It's almost like, yeah, we can't even.
It's just annoying that we can't say it, you know, and it's direct, and we get and we get hit with it,
right?
You know,
right.
I'm not gonna say something if it's bad, but it would be good to have something that we can say to each other, you know.
Yeah. Right. Look, there's like computer for a while.
Computer. Yeah.
People just call you like a computer.
Computer.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. That's just like making fun of you for the wrong reasons, though. Right. Like, I want to get made fun of for like something that like hits deeper.
Yeah, because computer's kind of like a, it's kind of like a compliment.
Yeah, yeah, that's the whole thing. It's like, like they insult you by telling you you're like good at math.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Okay,
right.
I can do
it. It's the whole thing. You have the whole thing. You have like so you have like the Simpsons actor, the guy who was voicing Apu forever,
Hank Azaria. Yeah,
yeah, and he comes out. He was like, "Yo, I'm gonna stop doing this."
Yeah.
And honestly, growing up as a kid, you know, first off, very good, you know, Indian impression, very hacky. Very hacky.
I wouldn't say it was a good impression.
I mean, like a good hacky impression, like a good like a caricature voice of like in, like the whole
he
convenience
kinda,
store.
He kind of invented it, honestly. Like I haven't seen, although I don't even know that much.
Wow,
about
it. You think he like because there was no
true,
other
talking,
character before?
He's
the most popular impressionist of an Indian person in like, I mean, who wasn't an Indian person
in American culture for sure.
In American culture,
I can't even
at least in that at that time there weren't probably because
we're talking like 89, 90, wow. Maybe early 90s. Right.
I feel like when people say thank you, come again, like as a joke, like
that
in that
is
accent, there that is from Simpsons, right?
Right.
That sure. So like that created, I think, people's perception of what the accent was.
Right.
First of all, I've never met an Indian cashier that welcomed people in his store. I've never met not one that's just like please come in, not one time.
Right.
They look
there's
at you.
No small talk. No, yeah. Like buddy, buddy.
None of that.
No, they're
it's
not keeping tabs on your life, your family.
None
life.
Of that.
No. Transaction. Get the fuck out of here.
Right. Okay. It's never.
I'm watching Kabi Kushi Kabi Gum. On this small DVD TV.
Yes, actually, yeah.
I still have those, by the way.
Just rolling hard, man. Rolling hard. I mean, because the Indians do own gas stations. I have friends whose parents own gas stations as Indians. Mm. But there's something. It was a racist portrayal of Indians. It's good that he stopped, man. It's good that he stopped.
Did he stop, or is there another guy, like an actual Indian?
Wait, yeah, did he stop?
No.
He just apologized.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'll keep doing it.
By the way, my paycheck just got increased.
No, I don't think he, I still think he does it in his car when nobody's looking. But
somebody, like. Yeah, going away. I think a part of his life.
He actually works at a 7-Eleven now.
Right.
But so is the character
immersed
dead?
Himself into
huh?
the.
Is the character
he became a
run?
Method actor.
That's the controversy. That's the controversy. So he drops the impression, and their thing was like, "Well, do we want to keep this character around at all? Right. So do we actually want to bring in an Indian person to do this?
Right.
But the writing is still going to be stereotypical.
Right.
So it doesn't. Yeah. Right. It doesn't change.
See that was the thing I had. I don't have a problem. Almost don't have a problem as much with like Hank Azaria doing the voice because there's so much examples in like American media of minstrelsy and like white people dressing up as black people and like, you know, and Latin people. And that's, it's like, that's a part of the kind of the media culture. But I do have a problem with like the, like you were saying, the character itself is like, wait, I lost it. Shit. Oh man.
You were onto something. I was really climbing up. You were really onto something.
I was close.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh man, where is he? Yeah, yeah, you were really onto something.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That was close, right, man.
I don't know why, but for some reason, I expected Karen to finish your sentence. Yeah.
I said that. I thought I was gonna finish it too.
Oh shit!
But I mean, you brought up a good point. I think Apu was the first character, like first Indian represented.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
think
was
about
alive
it
yeah. back then, but I feel like he was one of the first.
I can't. Man. I mean, yeah. There's Indiana Jones, right? Temple of Doom. Kalima. Pulled his heart. I mean, we went from barbarians.
Yeah.
In like a temple land.
Yeah, I remember that movie actually. That was pretty accurate actually.
Yeah. Indiana Jones. Not one movie shot in India.
Dude.
Not one not one movie
yeah,
shot.
Harrison Ford hasn't even been in an Indian restaurant. No way. He probably left that day off set and just like barbarians.
He's missing out, man.
Yeah,
he is missing out.
He really is, man.
Yeah, I didn't just didn't know. I always thought about it. That's crazy that he's the first. Damn, they beat Sesame Street too. Like
yeah.
Sesame Street did have
Indian on Sesame Street.
And why is there not an Indian on Sesame Street?
There should. I mean, I don't even know.
It's got to be like Hassan or something.
I mean, there's just not a lot of like.
Is there an Indian?
Right.
On
it just. Alex.
Wait, what about the Hank Azaria thing? Does he still do the voice?
There's no way he still does the voice.
Yeah, he's not doing the voice, but I'm trying to figure out if they're. What are they going to do with that character? Right. Are they just never going to show up, or is there somebody else?
Because there would be a convenience store on Sesame Street.
Oh.
Right.
There would be a convenience store. There's a lot of people hanging out outside all day.
Yes.
You got to get yourself somewhere.
Yeah. Where are they getting their Arizona iced teas? You know, so.
The first stoic Sesame Street character?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so I didn't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what it was? You know what that point was earlier?
What? Oh,
okay,
yo.
I got
yo.
It.
Oh, you got it. Came back.
It's not so much who does the voice, but the portrayal of the character.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's what it is, right?
No,
it's like
it.
Having it like. You should expand it. It should be like Indians that like there should be someone that beats Lisa's ass in a fucking like school competition.
Right.
There should be an Indian kid that wants to be a rapper.
Right.
You know, or an Indian kid that plays saxophone.
Well,
yeah, you're just trying to fly to the jet.
Yeah. Neil's like, just write me in the shot.
Modi.
Well, I can't say that. The Simpsons didn't go in depth with Apu. Like they had multiple episodes they just gave just to him. But even those were stereotypical. Like him raising like 8 kids. Like that was nuts.
I haven't even watched that much The Simpsons.
Really?
No, yeah.
Because of that or just in general?
Oh no, because I just didn't
watch
it.
Wait, so you're and then we'll get to our first story. You are 22?
20.
20.
Yeah.
Dude, you and Zion Williamson are the same age.
Yeah, and look at us.
Yeah,
look at where we both are.
Just yeah. Dude, wow.
Yeah, and he's doing great.
He's doing great. You're doing great.
I thought I was doing. I thought you would say me first. Didn't expect that.
Well, you're the replacement for the 20-year-old we were trying to get, Zion Williamson. He didn't respond to
I hear that, you know, I hear that more often than you would think.
And coming to stage right now, Zion. Not Zion?
Probably my biggest rival in this industry. Always getting compared.
Zion's just in the back of the room, just like you get off stage, just like, hey man.
Yeah. Hey, yo, nice set.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Hey man, you're funny, but could be funnier.
It wasn't like anything to like laugh.
Yo man, I didn't laugh, but I got what you were doing.
Yeah.
Right.
My friends laughed. I didn't laugh.
Zion, wow. Zion is only 20?
20. I think it was
35.
I know. Yeah,
but anyways, what I want to ask you is like, as a
you look great. You look great.
Yeah,
you look
great. I'm 20. I'm young. You know?
Yeah. You
What shows did you come up on? Because I think that it's probably slightly different. Were you SpongeBob era?
I was SpongeBob.
Okay.
Yeah. But like when I was like like SpongeBob had been around.
Yeah.
But like it was still like that was the main show, SpongeBob.
So he's 20. Yeah. I'm 29. That's like that's close to 10 year difference.
Yeah, that's full. Like y'all never went to school with each other.
Never.
Yeah.
You know.
Never. Not once.
Unless Jonas came back.
Good.
Just that way. I came back. I needed a tutor.
I wanted to complete my wood shopping project.
Wait, so you guys, Simpsons was like the show for you guys?
For me and Jonas. Yeah. Well, we didn't have, my dad didn't want to get cable. He like didn't want to distract us.
Same here.
So we didn't get cable. So we just had like Fox and PBS.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember my neighbor had Dish. He watched SpongeBob. So I've seen SpongeBob. I haven't watched SpongeBob. Does that make sense?
Ooh, that blows my mind. It's but then it up. Probably blows other people's minds that like some people haven't seen The Simpsons. But SpongeBob is like,
yeah,
like you can just like relate to somebody if you both grew up on SpongeBob. You know,
right,
right.
All the subliminal messages too in the show.
Yeah,
lots of sky penises.
Yeah,
if you look closely.
Is that right?
Really? Mm-hmm. Sky penises.
Yeah, they're pretty dirty with it sometimes.
For his own research. Lots of
he's bookmarking that page.
Dude, the FBI is just watching the searches on the computer. Modi, sky penises.
They're cracking the code.
Indian Sesame Street.
So wait, okay, so what was the show? What was the show for?
Yeah, what was the vibe? Like, you say you can connect with
the
SpongeBob.
For the 2000s, baby.
Like, I mean, you look at, like, memes now. Like, they're all SpongeBob memes.
Right.
You've seen that, right?
True, true, true. Yes, yes.
Because SpongeBob, like, I've heard somebody talk about this. SpongeBob was, like, a show that made itself super memeable. Mm. Like, it had all these, like, random-ass moments where it would do something really funny, like something really crazy, like a one-off joke that would never get, like, revisited.
Yeah.
But it would be so crazy that, like, now people take all those different moments and they make them into like memes, and everybody relates to those situations.
Wow!
Because they remember all those episodes, and they're like, "Wow!" I remember when he did the mocking SpongeBob thing.
Yeah,
where he does a thing like that pose. Mm-hmm. That's like, if you know that episode, you know like what the situation,
right?
You, like, relate to them,
and then you know like where you were at in your childhood when you saw it.
It's just like if everybody has access to like these same inside jokes, then you're just like, you can like vibe. You can always send someone like a SpongeBob.
Yeah,
like I could hate you, but like.
Right.
Like, I'm going to watch, you know, I'll sit down and watch SpongeBob with you.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I like that it's not like a, you know, because, like, you could say, like, Family Guy or The Simpsons could be memeable, but I like that it's not, it's kind of, like, humanless, it's genderless.
Yeah.
It's a sponge. It's like Sea Critters. You know?
Yeah, I was talking about this. I don't know how well you know the characters, but I was talking about this with somebody, like, this is very, very intentional, I'm sure. But
we know the characters.
Yeah.
Okay?
Dude,
let's name
SpongeBob.
The characters. Okay. SpongeBob.
Oh, SpongeBob.
Sandy. Patrick. Squidward. Okay. Mr. Krabs.
Okay, you know them all. You know
Plankton.
Them all.
Plankton.
Yeah.
Plankton.
So, like, all those people.
What'd you do?
I said a poo. A poo.
Yeah, there was a poo.
The shark.
A poo. The shark.
Yeah.
Dude, he just sings the theme. That dun, 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 dun,
dun. He plays the pirate, actually, in the opening sequence.
All right, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. So all those characters.
I have so many racist jokes. I'm suppressing. Yo, this is very hard for me to do.
Drop them at the end. All of them.
Just go for it, dude.
Yeah. No, it's really the eternal struggle. But yeah. All those the creatures that those characters are, they pick like for a very specific reason. Like those fit the personalities of the SpongeBob characters. Like SpongeBob is a sponge, and he just absorbs everything.
You remember the episode when he like actually came out of the water?
Yeah,
and he was like just dry. And I was just like, yo, what's going to happen to SpongeBob? Is he going to be okay?
That was like a whole movie right there.
Yeah, and then he came out and he was just like a dry sponge. Like, that's all he was, just a dry sponge.
And Patrick was like a dried up like sponge, like sea star.
like a starfish. Like
dying together. So like Squidward being an octopus.
Squidward I haven't fully cracked because he's like, I feel like he's just like a wavy kind of guy.
Mm.
But that's like a vibe thing.
As you get older, you know, I've noticed that, you know, there's nothing wrong with the people. Literally, SpongeBob is just a very annoying person.
Mm.
Very annoying. Mm. like, If you were his neighbor, we would all be Squidwards. Like, we would all be like, oh, just shit, you know?
Like, adults relate more and more to Squidward, like, as you grow up. Yes. You have to deal with, like, everybody else's bullshit.
Yes. Yeah, right. Like, when does he show up to work? He just shows up, like, Squidward's always there, like, on time.
Always working, right?
Yeah, at the register.
Yeah. Honestly, man. Squidward
is honestly might be the best, like the most solid
most
guy.
Most high-functioning, like, member of society.
Yes. Yeah, dude. Patrick is, like... Like, he just sits there. Like, that's why he's a C-star, because he's fucking just...
Well, Patrick is the friend SpongeBob needed to cut off a long time ago.
Yeah.
It is a toxic relationship between the two.
Very not good.
They kind of feed into the negativity cycle.
Right. Codependent.
Diagnosing characters.
No, it is a codependency that is...
Very homosexual. You know? A lot of different things in SpongeBob.
And, you know, Squidward plays the clarinet. And he's very disciplined. You know,
Squidward actually has a lot of admirable qualities.
Squidward is not. You know what? Squidward's probably the Indian character in SpongeBob.
He's hard work. I mean, he plays an instrument.
He plays an instrument very well.
He's hardworking. He has a decent paying job.
Yeah, he doesn't get too high. I mean, he gets a little. He gets a little low.
Yeah.
You know, but
discipline thinks about
the future.
The future.
Yeah.
Yeah. He turned his homework in on time. Yeah. Squidward turned his. I think the second most adult character is Mr. Krabs. It's like, dude, we all got to get that money.
Yeah.
We got to like at first it was funny, and as you get older, it's like now we do anything.
That's funny because in the show they always do these like metaphors with like with Mr. Krabs to show how like greed is bad. But then when you grow up, you're just like, fuck it. Like,
yeah. He's running a business. He has employees to pay.
Oh, yeah.
Prices are going up.
Yeah, dude. He's got a whale for a daughter.
He has a whale for
You got to support a whale.
You got to support a whale.
That's like just not even on like body shame or nothing. That's a lot of food.
Right.
It's a whale.
If you're a whale, like at the end of the day, like you're fat. Like,
right.
You're fat.
You're not beating around the bush. No. You're a whale.
Like, right. You're a whale.
Like, you're fat how like... And I'm bringing him up for the second time this podcast. Mm-hmm. You're fat how, like, Shaq is fat. It's, like, a useful, very high-functioning fat.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, for a purpose. Yeah. Fat for a purpose.
Also, question about Mr. Krabs. How do you get a whale daughter?
Mm. I'm sure there's theories.
How do you get a whale daughter if you crab? If you crab, you have to fuck a whale?
I don't think you could fuck anything.
It should.
That could lead, like, there's nothing out there that you could.
I'm trying to imagine Mr. Krabs fucking, like, trying to avoid the pincers, like his car.
He's trying to put a condom on. He just keeps ripping it.
If he sleeps with a half crab, half whale person, you could probably get a whale.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess there's a chance.
Maybe she's adopted. Maybe Pearl's adopted.
That's a very, I think, a simpler solution.
I like my half crab.
Papaya 9, not 2.